That's a weird way to start this episode.
Start.
I did. It's how we attract our listeners.
At the end.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Armory 30 podcast. Miss Nicole is back. Mr. David, your first time on camera. Since you're back, hi, I've missed you. It's been forever. I swear to God, if you knock that camera over, I'm going to take you.
Another guest host.
We have a dickhead. Our cat is downstairs because he's tormenting everybody else upstairs.
He was going to break.
Did he not sound like he was in? It was like a SWAT team. Coming. In honor of Veterans Day tomorrow.
Yeah, we're
filming this Sunday.
Until it gets
Wednesday.
Okay.
Maybe.
2 days after.
Yes. We, being civilians who have not served, we are going to attempt to eat MREs, meals ready to eat, which are brave men and women who serve this country are forced to eat. David looked at these and said, you did not pick any of the good ones.
Correct.
These were all handed out randomly. So if you guys want to flip them over.
It.
Nicole, yours is chicken
and rice.
David, yours is?
I have beef.
Mine is pasta marinara.
Yeah.
I believe Tanner was supposed to be on this episode. And another veteran, Alex, was supposed to be on this episode. They both said no. I wanted to give them both PTSD in the nicest way, but in a nice PTSD. How do you consider PTSD for IBS? Is that not the easiest way to describe it?
It is.
Ew. We got desserts. Mine is filled French toast, shelf stable. We're going to put it at the end of the package.
Mine says shelf stable, too. Mine is a cinnamon bun.
Yeah, it's shelf stable. You wedge them under the shelving unit. Great.
Oh, is this how the warehouse? Is this how the warehouse is held together?
Yeah.
If you add water, is it like a paste?
Those pucks that you buy at Lowe's?
That's what it feels like. I don't know if I could bend.
It's over there breaking his. Mine
impossible.
Is, feels like cardboard.
That's the favorite part of your meal, I guarantee it.
It's filled French toast. I don't know what it's filled with. I can't read the ingredients.
Yeah. That'd
You're
be
a classically
the best part.
Trained chef, aren't you? Yeah. What are any of those ingredients? I'm really rethinking my life choices.
Five kinds of flour, bleached, unbleached, cocoa powder in yours.
Also cinnamon flakes, I saw. That's halfway down the ingredient.
A lot of 150 calories.
I love how cinnamon and vanilla flavor is at the end.
Mine contains wheat and soy.
Only 340 calories.
40 calories.
All right, let's peel these seals and see how bad these are. We need you peel yours already.
Like a bag of chips. This is like my 800th MRE.
I'm about to get ready. To...
Need assist?
I got it. Oh, fuck yeah, the best part already.
You got Smarties?
I got Smarties.
Smarties.
We send men and women overseas.
This is a downgrade, though. Back in the day, you used to get peanut M&Ms. You get like four of them. And there's no Tabasco sauce. So.
I like how it's a branded napkin.
Toast. Yeah. Lemon power stick beverage.
Oh, she got the
delicious.
She's a
whole jelly.
What
it says.
We are not going to play with that.
So this is the bag.
Yeah, we're not going to gas our house. You can throw that up.
What is that?
This is the bag you cook it in. You fill this with water, and the water activates this and creates heat.
Gotcha.
The gas.
Yeah, pink lemon
the
one,
gas,
too. Yeah.
And I got an oatmeal.
You got a cookie? Save your packaging, though.
And peanut butter.
Pink one.
Yeah, that's what
we
I
got. Pink
yeah,
lemon.
I got pink lemonade.
Mine says pink lemon.
Power stick.
That's the same.
You want me to put this on for you?
Yeah, I have tortillas.
I brought silverware.
Late. Bam.
Yeah, we do have napkins. We can use napkins, right? Oh, I got peanut butter.
Fried fruit?
That peanut butter feels chunky. I don't like this.
You might jump up on that too.
Feels like peanut butter.
Apple jelly.
All in all, this isn't a
guess
this
what
isn't
I got.
A bad pack.
I got nuts.
Bad
you
nuts.
Got this is toasted corn. What the fuck is that?
This is gonna be one of the best spoons you've ever had in your life.
I had a pretty good spoon last night. Dude, why is this so long? Oh.
Each bag.
Okay.
Watching you.
Instant coffee.
A toothpick. That's good. Nicole, you're in the military. Just figure it out. Adapt and overcome.
Look, to someone that's in the middle of the forest shitting in a bucket, this is top
tier. Hey. Bologna. Oh, I got non-dairy creamer, salt and pepper packets. Oh, I got crushed red pepper flakes. I'm dropping shit. Oh, and a moist towelette. That's
moist.
That's for when you go. I said it's a branded nap. You're supposed to make you constipated.
That depends.
What one
you're
do you have?
You're not. You're either gonna never shit again or wish you
died. I got mine pasta marinara, crackers. What? Ooh, I got a shortbread cookie. No, leave him alone. He made his choice. What kind of cookie did you get?
Oh, man.
Contains wheat, soy, and
how to MRE.
Yeah, requires no preparation. Hot or cold. We're doing these cold. Tear the meal pouch at the notch portion on the side and spoon out.
It's like
perfect. Is in
pouch. Is it this notch pouch? Notch pouch that we just tear?
I'd get it all to the bottom before I tear it.
All right.
I got the tomato sauce smell.
Oh, there was no exaggeration. This is your first go.
This is my first go in a long time.
Did you?
Yeah. Sorry. This is my show, dude. What?
That dead body smell over there. I forgot. Bust into my Mexican grave.
It's refried bean sauce.
I want to know what.
Used baby food. Oh, they should have gave me a straw.
They should have gave me my thing. Bag of packet of Parmesan cheese. Did you open yours yet?
I don't look yet.
Dude, it's like Uncle Ben's rice.
Oh, yeah. I told you, there's no winner here.
It doesn't smell bad. I've eaten cold raviolis in a baseball game for a food eating contest before.
There you go.
Here we go, everybody. Hey, people have died for this country.
Hey, that's why I never.
Cheers.
Here we go. How you what?
Yeah, bad.
My bad. Cold.
Mike.
I don't feel.
Oh, you got your cheers out.
These are Pilot.
They're not the greatest. This is going to be an ASMR episode. Everybody's just going to hear us chewing. Yeah.
There.
I wouldn't be it to my worst enemy. Maybe the Taliban. Fuck you guys. I just got a shortbread cookie.
Shit.
What is that?
Basil.
Is that the hell?
Claiming it.
Apple.
Oh, I got apple.
Crackers don't smell delicious. Stay away from my.
You got the peanut butter, right?
Butter. How did you eat all already?
No, my dad served for 3. This used to be like a thing. This was dinner. Or
he said,
like,
fuck you, I'm suffering. You're
oh,
suffering.
Yeah. In the scouts, this is what we would bring.
Salt.
I don't know if I'm supposed to break this into 4 crackers. Whoops.
Corn is bad.
What is toasted corn?
Like corn nuts.
No, you're good. You can keep. Mom, go.
Right.
That looks like what came out of our kid's ass earlier.
Like a rip.
Oh, we only have 2 that are functioning.
We might be.
Dumb.
Remember, I'm going to the grocery store.
She'd be the person that would just walk in and shit on the floor at Walmart and walk out.
God. Reminds me of the. Master.
Stop. What the fuck we're eating? You're talking about shit.
Brought it up.
Remember? What's that?
No, it was dried fruit.
Deep.
You don't want to.
This he's is telling you that everybody can see him.
Yeah, I can see
him. That was our cat.
He's an asshole. I don't know if I can eat any more of this.
I'm not.
It's not bad.
I had to go to bed.
You already. It's not bad, but if it was warmed up.
Hey, we've had this discussion.
So for those who don't remember David's voice, he was on the Food Cube episode.
Oh,
what? No. What was it then?
What you like shower thoughts?
No, mom. All right. I really hope it on this. The next 3 days is going to be explosive. I'm going to try the peanut butter.
Peanut
Smarty? What do you think? It's government issued. Yeah, but different colors in there.
It's from 2001, though.
Smarty's like... Oh, my God. This peanut butter isn't... I feel like... They hold it. Like you're talking to the cat. I'm like,
you yeah, want some? You've been keeping around the floor now.
I got you some peanut butter cracker.
You lucked out on this.
Yep.
Why I'm getting this out? Because I don't like.
It's impressive though. It makes a saltine seem like a wet cracker. Oh, have fun with that. That's going to get stuck everywhere.
Giant.
Yeah, the moist palette, though. Oh. But overall, not bad. Look, my first precious idea to you back when we still worked together, you're like, on one condition, you need to get chili, man.
That's a banger. Absolute banger.
That bar. Are you not going to eat your cookie?
I don't like oatmeal.
You want this one?
You want this one? I'm going to open this.
Far from the worst MRE I've had. It depends on what you're looking for in an MRE.
I think this studio is going to be a disaster.
Yeah. If you get a vegetarian style MRE.
One of the options, I said, no, we're good.
See, so it's hit and miss because the actual meal itself, shit. It's small and whatever, but those come with more snacks than the.
This is the cinnamon.
Hold on to the camera.
It doesn't really look.
Strudel.
How strudel?
Yeah. Right, too much.
Great.
No, that's probably another
Quinn
reason.
Quinn didn't come home last.
I pulled into my house at 9 this morning.
What cookie did you get?
I got a shortbread cookie.
Just jam it in.
And freeze the pot.
Not the first time to the podcast.
This ain't bad.
That's good. That's good.
Right. Cookie?
I'm done with that.
Good. Not a ton of stuff.
My packages have gone. Wait, does that count?
Mine's about there.
I'm down to here.
I just took one bite.
I'm struggle, but the meat so the rest.
All right, I'll give you my nuts.
What's that?
My nuts.
You want my frozen not gummy bear things? Yeah. Trail mix. Perky.
There's one.
Remember earlier today I said something that would sober me up instantly? I should have just ate one of these.
Yeah.
I full up.
You
actually aren't bad. I don't like dried fruit.
It's just, not healthy.
You think any of this
is
now?
Thing.
Me?
Just for
sure. What veggies are they?
Green beans. Carrots.
No.
Peas.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Health.
No. Mixed vegetables. And it's the same thing she just named.
No.
Because I can get the texture.
The flavor combination.
World class chef right here.
Cooked carrots. Gross. Other stuff with it. You got the fingernail.
It tastes like.
Stabby.
I like cooked carrots.
Brown sugar?
Butter, brown sugar.
Butter and brown sugar.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to save that. I will take these at work with me if you guys don't want them.
The lemonade.
The lemonade power. Yeah.
Go for it.
God forbid I drink plain water, Nicole. See?
Rarely do.
I get the flavor packets.
Oh, yeah.
Pink lemonade or peach tea.
These are good. These are good.
All right. Overall, not bad. I don't know if I could survive. You're still crushing that. I don't know if I could survive on these for days or weeks. I'd probably just lose. You want to try the peanut butter?
I like peanut
butter. Just try regular peanut butter bite. My 5 minutes ago.
It's thick, Jim. Ate a lot of it.
I like it when it's thick.
A bad aftertaste.
Thick thighs, take lies, baby. You want to try this bland-ass cracker I have? How are the tortillas? Anybody have a tortilla I can try?
Yeah.
Tastes like a tortilla.
Yeah.
Ooh, it does. I'd fuck. Jeez. Right.
We struck out on the main meal. These ones aren't good for them. There are ones that...
If you were judging a cooking show and had to make a meal out of an MRE, what would your main course be? What would you want your main course to be in an MRE? Eat hot or cold?
It would be rice bait. That'll fill you up. And it'll soak your flavor.
Tortillas or crackers? Really?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Those crackers.
There's some peanut butter on it.
This is like straight.
There's some peanut butter on it. Right here. These are not bad, though. Like, these tortillas?
Tiny. They're smaller than
the what? Oh. Did you hear what she just said to me?
Vaseline.
You should take that to work tomorrow. It'll help the fucking you're going to get. She said they're slightly bigger than the tortillas I picked up. Sorry, I didn't read the packet and it just said 6-inch tortillas. I was in a hurry, not a 2-year-old. These are not bad. Overall, I give it 7 out of 10. The main meal was 4 out of 10. You lose 3 points on the main meal.
This would be better warm.
Instant coffee. I'm good.
Yeah.
Look, the other night when your parents both ordered a Coors Light, I was ready to walk out of the restaurant. Yeah. And then they poured it into a glass.
Don't drink. Or...
Can you go next door and grab the recycle can? Please? Thank you.
Is there a bag in
there? There is not. You might want to grab a trash bag, please. Thank you. I'm sorry. You didn't want to be a part of the rest of the episode anyway. Good soup. Can you stop saying it's soup? Because it's not. It's like a... Mine's half. Just... I want to know what this cookie.
Packaged beer.
Did you want to try this? This one's already open. There you go.
This is the cinnamon bun.
I didn't open mine because there's enough here.
Which reminds me of like when you would.
It's a Fig Newton.
It's a Fig Newton.
It's a Fig Newton.
You left the package open and you're like,
it's
gross.
A compressed Fig Fig Newton. Thank you for that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Remember the chocolate chip bars you could get?
Yes.
That's exactly what this is. I'm out of cinnamon.
That was the texture of like sponge.
I would take this hunting, eat this in the woods. David saw my freezer today after the buck I just got. No, I'm really not.
Snacks inside, dude, Jamaica.
That bologna on a cracker, though? That would be good. What do you guys do for fun around here? We usually throw shit at Kevin. But overall, not bad. Not. I've eaten worse.
I'll have to get my hands on some authentic.
Not on camera. Just bring the bag over here. We'll throw it all in. It's fine. I'm going to keep these up. Did you even use your spoon? You want to take it home and wash it?
I'm down. Dude, this is gourmet cup.
Lying too?
Time for the...
That's why they give you the toothpick so you can get all the shit out of your teeth. What?
That's upset.
Is that a shiv? They gave us shivs? Oh, for it. Thank you for stepping. We're gonna keep these cookies.
I bet.
You want your nuts or you want your mixed fruit?
No.
Yeah, we're gonna have to just.
That's all right.
I just put my.
Hurt? It wasn't bad.
I put my finger in it.
At least the rice looked like rice.
Oh. Look, Clorox wipe. Smell that.
Yeah, that's big.
I'm going to use the table.
These are unopened.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Always a pleasure. Love you. Enjoy grocery shopping. Please stick to the list. Take him with you. Now we're going to get into the real meat and potatoes of this episode. I have deer bologna. Give us a brief breakdown of your culinary expertise in now.
Went to culinary school for years and had.
We talked about that before.
That's not a thing anymore, but cooking is always a thing for me. A love language, if you will.
Oh, the quickest way to a man's heart is right through his stomach. Mm-hmm. Quickest way to his stomach is right through his throat. But when we worked together, we would always yell at each other through the elevator. And you're like, what'd you bring for lunch today? I'm like, I brought goulash. And your answer always was, what is goulash? And enlighten our listeners. This is your tism. Yes. Everybody that comes on this, on the show has a tism. Food is your tism.
A lot of people consider American chop suey goulash, like an American version.
That's for you.
Can't handle.
Not at their lack, right?
So your chop suey is your pasta sauce and your ground meat. Goulash is stew meat. Very savory. Red sauce. But the people aren't at fault. It's America. America is a melting pot of a million things combined and things we have our first. But
American pizza, not as good as homemade traditional Italian. And I'm not talking about the OIP restaurants we have in town. This country is so vastly different just going region to region. Prime example, what do you put on a hot dog?
Yeah. If it's just a garbage hot dog, I'll do ketchup and call it good. That's where good mustard, celery, salt, pickled beer.
So a Chicago dog. That's what I was getting at, is a run-of-the-mill Frank's hot dog is diced onions or sautéed onions and Dijon mustard. See, I like the finer things when it comes to condiments. Nicole, love her to death, will not use condiments unless it's barbecue sauce. That's the only condiment she used. And that's not a condiment. That's a sauce. It's in the name. Barbecue sauce. But then there's me. We've cooked for each other dozens of times. The best thing you've ever cooked, because I think we had that lasagna off that week, where I was off for a couple of days. I'm going to make a lasagna. I'm going to one-up you. I'm going to make a lasagna. You rated mine 7.8 out of 10. To me, that was a fail. I didn't get an 8 or higher. But that's average. I don't want to be average. I put 8 different cheeses in that lasagna. What if I make you a venison lasagna? Oh my. You've eaten my chicken parm. You've given that an 8.2. That's the go-to.
There's a lot of shady shit out there.
You heard it here first. I miss working with you. Actually, you're one of the only people I miss working. There was you. But yeah, we were just like yelling at each other. What'd you have today? I have chicken tenders. Why? I don't know. We hardly had time to eat. It was great those 2 days in the middle of the week we were closed.
Yeah.
I got out of there. So what we're going to do now is play verbal chopped. I have a randomizer on my phone. There it is. Random food generator. How many different foods would you like randomized? You have to tell us how you would cook it. How many ingredients do you want?
Well, like if you wanted to go by the show, it would depend.
No, this is our show. However we want.
Create the pound. At least somewhere 3 to 5 ingredients.
Okay.
The thing that makes it difficult is not necessarily the ingredient. 34.
All right, we're going to do 6. You have an hour time. This is our show. Obviously, we're not going to be making these things, but we're going to go back and forth. And literally, you can see it here. Food, quantity, all you have to do is hit that rerun button. It's going to give us the 6 ingredients.
Okay.
All right.
This is what we both make?
If you want to see like an entree, starter, entree, appetizer, entree, or dessert. Okay. So the first one we have is maple syrup, vanilla bean, provolone, asparagus, water chestnuts, and cocoa powder. These are the 6 ingredients we got.
Provolone, maple syrup, asparagus.
And, yeah, vanilla bean. Forget.
Oh. Lord.
I'm thinking you could make this into an appetizer.
I agree.
So the way I would do it is I would crush the chestnuts and I'd mix it with the cocoa powder somehow, food process it maybe. And then I would sprinkle it across the asparagus and add the provolone cheese on top, like a shredded provolone. And then you can use your maple syrup and mix it with the vanilla bean as like a dipping sauce.
So...
That's, to me, that's how my...
So I came to the same conclusion, probably a starter. For me, my go-to is maple syrup and bacon soaked in maple syrup.
Okay.
Going to wrap it around. Going to take that provolone into little strips as well, and that bacon in round circuit. Take that off.
So strip of bacon, small strip of provolone right down the center. Would you wrap it tightly or do the staircase wrapping?
Staircase wrapping. Strip around. Water chestnuts are moist. I'm going to put those with cocoa powder to create thicker sauce.
You add in bacon.
Yeah. Like a sweet and savory clay on the beef.
If you want to scroll down and hit that rerun button, you can give us the next 6 and start. What do we got?
We got broccoli rabe.
What the hell is broccoli rabe?
Basically, it's a picture almost like the leaves broccoli flower.
Okay. Look. Ooh, kale. Yeah.
Broccoli rabe, peaches, mozzarella, apricot, leek, and poultry.
The only thing I feel like you could do is... All right, it's broccoli rabe, which you said is like the flowers on the broccoli.
The leaf.
Look, not the top part.
Not the flower. Okay. Like when you buy a whole.
Yeah. Bread. Okay. So I would use that as like my garnish on a dish, maybe like on the side, that way using it, but not really using it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And what was the other things? Peaches. Okay.
Mozzarella
cheese.
Got wheat, poultry cheese. This actually isn't a bad bath.
No, it reminds me of a charcuterie board. What I would do is make the Lunchable.
Poultry seasoning. You're using that, obviously, to season poultry.
Yeah.
Would be your go-to. So you can choose whatever you want.
Probably do a chicken.
I would do either chicken or even like a small Cornish
chicken. Chicken with, instead of using the peaches, use the peach juice and drizzle it over the chicken.
Or I went either. I'm going small Cornish. I'm seasoning that. Center. I'm going to take the peaches, the cots, and the leek, add vinegar, make a peach, apricot, onion to go over that Cornish. Aside.
Are you married?
Probably Rob, and you can eat leek, shallots into that.
You're professionally trained. I'm just like, nah, this is what I'm going to do.
As soon as I saw fruit and onion.
What's a chutney?
Picture like jelly. But you're in white wine. The sauce.
Oh, it is. I'm anxious to see basil, peanut butter, out of the MRE packet. No, chili peppers, pomegranates, jelly beans, and red beans. What?
So
really,
the good news
it really
is
threw me off when I saw jelly beans and then red beans.
The jelly beans.
Beans
will melt down. Helps us. Take the jelly beans.
I apologize. This is what I have to work. No. That's diabetic.
Yeah, very. That's.
There's not a really big. Basil,
red. Pomegranate. Candy basil.
Would you use it from the jelly beans candy basil?
No, the jelly bean.
And add a little bit of pepper. Add a little bit of the pepper
the
in there.
Chili pepper into buttered pomegranate. Be very.
It could also be a starter, depending on how big your chili peppers are. Right?
Yeah.
If you could hollow those out, fill them with the candied basil and red beans. With like a pomegranate.
You could do absolutely disgusting.
That. Never invite me to your house. But the only thing that'd be good, though, a good idea with the chili peppers, hollow them out, candy the basil with pomegranate juice, and melted jelly bean. Mix it with the red bean. What else am I missing? Peanut butter dipping.
That's not.
I just feel like you're going to throw up. This is next. Okay.
We got green onion.
Good.
Plum tomato. Veal.
We got meat, dude. We finally got meat.
Goji berries.
Fuck it.
Coconut oil. Amber.
Holy fuck. We got two meats on that?
This is definitely going to be a sweet and sour meatball.
That sounds delicious.
100%. I mean, you ever make meatballs in a crock pot, grape jelly, barbecue sauce? That's the direct plum.
And a crock pot, I just mix sauce. Everything together.
You could serve this over it.
Mix it with white rice, too. That'd be nice. That'd be...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all we needed. Let's do a couple more. Guavas. Cilantro. Mustard. Blueberries, Zinfandel wine, black-eyed peas. I would never cook with black-eyed peas.
What was the other stuff?
Cilantro, mustard, blueberries, and guavas.
Okay.
To me, this is feeling like a dessert. Bread pudding. That's just that basket right there. I didn't tell you, we had a training at work the other day. Yeah. All right, cool. I'm going to make cowboy queso. Pound and a half of venison. 2 pounds of cubed pepper jack cheese. Half an onion. And a big can of Rotel with onions and peppers. I drained that. Round up the venison. Cubed everything in inch cubes. Melted it. Put it on high for 3 hours in a crock pot. Stirred every half hour. I lost the first place vote by one vote because somebody brought candy. Uncultured swine. Oh, I thought you were going to say, because I know if I would have sent that downstairs to you, we would have been like, yes. But that's that. I just need something quick. I thought of it the night before. And I'm mixing everything. My wife's like, what are you doing? You've had my gumbo or my jambalaya. How good was that? What do I have to get rid of in the freezer? I had a pound of chicken, pound of sausage, pound of shrimp, onion, really peppers and onions. That's all I had. How much did you eat?
I'm going to go.
All right. Let's finish this out. So this is a melting pot episode. Get it?
We're doing a different one?
Different one, please.
We got almond extract, margarine, dates, grapes, lentils, and sausage.
It's a stew.
100%.
It's a stew.
I agree. Like a hunter stew, adds rabbit and chicken.
Squirrel in there. The giveaway for our 50th episode is still live. All you gotta do is like this video, share this video, share our Facebook post that's gonna go up about this video. And that's it. You can enter to win two Armory shirts, a black one and a white one. And we are gonna have a piece of signed memorabilia from the 50th episode. Everybody that's on that episode, which is still currently in the works. This is episode 49. I have a lot of work to do. You're welcome to come back for that. We're going to be playing trivia. We have a Plinko board over there. If you get your question right, you can get different things. Anything from making a opponent accessorize to making the other team drink. Yes. And one thing, charades.
Okay.
Picture this studio in shambles.
Okay.
With 4 to 5 grown people playing drunken charades. You want to come back for that episode? The next one we film. Oh, I can't do it next weekend. I have a wedding next weekend. I'm in the wedding. As you saw from
you're the groom, you're not required.
As you saw from that message I just sent. Yeah, that's how I let people know I was alive. They're like, where do you go? I just went outside. You were gone for 45 minutes. Peed. Oh, what? The flower's dead. All right, so Tanner will be doing IT work behind the scenes. He will be running the cameras. Shane will be here. We just have to get one more person. Not Matthew.
Depending on the week.
I would love to see Matthew. I'd love to see him do share rage, though. I want to circle back to the last time you were on the show. We talked about the food cube. I've gotten so much hate from people when I verbalize things out.
Oh, yeah.
They don't understand.
I had to went to McDonald's to try this new.
Oh, bro.
Make it with the McChicken, maybe. The dry ass, enlarged.
If you would make it with two McChicken patties in that sauce.
1,000 times.
100%. I 100% agree.
But I ordered 2 Big Mac cakes, 1 beef, 1 chicken. Broke the person's mind. Period.
What did I text you the other week? Hey, hot dog's a sandwich, right? No.
It's a taco.
Hot dog's a taco. Yes. What if the bun breaks and it's a sandwich? You went, fuck, you're right. I might attribute you on that one. You're like, no, still a taco.
Yeah, sandwich.
Hot dog, sandwich. A lasagna, cake.
Oh.
It's one of the cakes I love to eat the most. We're not going to touch that. I like Funfetti, too. Yeah. But everybody's like, stop talking. I'm like, wontons are just raviolis. People are like, why are you the way you are? Because I'm right. It's okay to be wrong every now and then. What did I have? I had a cheesesteak in the garden today. That was a salad. It came with bread, still made it a salad. Until I cut the bread open a little bit and made an empanada. It would be an empanada then, wouldn't it? Okay, but it was like circular. It was like cone-shaped bread. I was like filleted and opened it a little bit and stuffed the cheesesteak in the...
Open on both.
No, just one end. Ice cream cone? It wasn't ice cream. Pigs in blankets are set in sushi.
That's complex.
People don't understand it. Let's get back into it. We got a couple more games. Virtual Trapped. Who is this person that wants to be my friend? I don't like people and I want to be your friend. But you're like my best friend, okay? It's not even... You're one of my best friends. Sorry. This one is... Margarine. Sausage. Red cabbage. Cider vinegar. Graham crackers and onions. You can boil the cabbage with the cider vinegar and margarine. You can fry the sausage with red cabbage, onions, and margarine. What are you doing with the graham?
In the graham crackers, I'm going to use a thick malt. So you could do a maple braised red green leaf stuff, sausage,
Look at the camera. Yeah, don't look at me. Wipe it up. What?
Yeah. It's a very capable spot.
That's gonna fuck up so much airflow. Oh. Alright, what's fast food? So there's different categories like candy, cocktails, fast food, fruits, ice cream. We're making our own cocktails. Oh, this is random. What would you pair with these four drinks? Cuba Libre, Whiskey Sour, Presbyterian, the religion drink, okay, and a Mount Jubilee. Mint Jubilee, sorry, mint. I was thinking, you don't want cheesecake.
Kind of.
Ooh.
Herbs.
When you do your tenderloins, you roll it yourself and tie it up with strings. You have to come over next year when I get these. We chop firewood and smoke meat at the same time. Oh.
Rum Runner. Mimosa. Gimlet, tequila, it was brunch.
Oh yeah,
it was straight brunch.
I am making crepes. Say you love crepes.
Crepes are not bad at all.
Say you love crepes.
I want something to soak up all the alcohol. Crepes are very small, so I'm doing like
about a big banana.
Caramel, bowl, syrup. Water.
I would go with breakfast sausage wings, too. Smaller one. And definitely throw in some hash brown. That greasiness is going to get rid of that. That's going to slide that alcohol right out of it. Oh, yeah. That screams like my Saturdays. No, I didn't mean audibly. No, you just threaten people. You don't scream. You threaten people. Here's a question for you. How many times have you said it's not how Quinn does it?
Like every day? Week or total?
Every day?
A lot.
Numerous times a day?
A lot. I'll say something. Can't do that. Like, weird. 2 years.
You're right. You say my name, they're like, if Jaeger can figure it out, why not?
A lot of arguing.
What happens when you argue with me? All right, what's our next thing? Unless you want to switch categories.
We got a sidecar, a Belvedere, Jack Rose.
That's definitely a porterhouse. That's porterhouse. Give me, no, not, I'm not going to go, not mashed potato. I'm going to get the little red potatoes. Cube them, roast them, vegetable oil, parmesan cheese, and bacon crumbs. Crumble up some bacon, sprinkle that on there, put them in the oven for 350 for about 20 minutes.
Braised well.
I was going to go asparagus, though. I was going to go asparagus at the same time.
See, I choose Brussels
sprouts. I don't like Brussels sprouts, really mess. Like that MRI to D. That's how I would do
this is the whole
thing. No, this is the whole idea.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
Remember, PTSD, IBS.
I don't work for that organization.
That's what the title of this episode is going to be. IBS, PTSD. People are like, why are you spelling at us? MRE, colon. IBS.
Just back in the colon.
All right, we're going to switch it up. Let's go fast food, just for shits and giggles. Yes. All right, here we go. We have five things.
Okay.
You need to pick an item from each restaurant.
Okay.
Smoothie King, Domino's Pizza, El Pollo Loco, Popeye's Chicken. What a Krispy Kreme is the last one. Yeah, that's going to be my dessert.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to wash it down with a, it's like Orange Julius used to be, or like a Dairy Queen in the mall. Oh. Oh. So I'm going to get the strawberry banana smoothie. Domino's, not getting pizza. Not going to get pizza. From there, I am going to get the jalapeno stuffed cheese. El Pollo Loco, just chicken. So I'll get chicken and rice dish. Okay, so I'll still get like a chicken and rice dish. And then from Popeyes, biscuits. From Popeyes, it's just biscuits. Dude, so we went to like a bridal party gathering for this wedding I'm in. It was also part bachelor party too, because we went to a gun bingo. And there's four of us in the car, and we're driving, and we're like, where do we want to eat? Where do we want to eat? And nobody's making a decision. I'm like, we're just going to get KFC. Oh, we want this and this. I'm like, I just want a cookie. So I was like, give me the three-piece tender meal with fries, a cookie, and a biscuit. They didn't give me my cookie. I'm in the passenger seat dishing out the food. I was like, there, George. Fuck is my cookie? I'm getting like irate.
The one thing
I wanted, the guy driving goes, "You didn't ask for a cookie." The women in the backseat go, "No, that's the only reason he went to KFC so he could get a cookie." The one girl goes, "I'll give you my biscuit if it helps." She handed me your biscuit. I was like, "Why is it soggy and dripping?" They put three packets of butter in this biscuit. It was just oozing butter. I'm just like,
"Huh." That's gross, but I'm going to eat it.
Like the apple butter you had from the thing. That's what it looked like. That was disgusting.
This isn't a bad meal. We're going to be full, though. We got Carl's Jr. Burger on crack. Panera Bread. Panda Express. Wendy's. Doba.
All right. What?
These are all full meal.
Yeah, these are like road. This is what we're doing. All right, what's the first one again?
Carl's Jr.
Give me the Carl's Jr. bacon burger.
Double bacon
cheese. Yeah, give me that. Now, next restaurant.
Panera Bread.
Macaroni and cheese. I don't like Panera.
I was discussing.
I don't.
Grab Panera bagel, chicken salad, before they change the recipe.
I will take mac and cheese.
Panda Express. Or, all right, romaine.
General Tso's and shrimp fried rice.
Wendy's.
Frosty. That's the fire.
Qdoba.
Chips and queso.
I need to end it light. Like,
no, ending it light is what. That burger, A, is going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
The mac and cheese is going to probably fuck you up.
The cheese from the queso. Just get it.
Then when you have heartburn, pound the frosty. People should hire us. What do you think I do now? Culver's? Is that a chicken place?
That's Matthew's favorite fast food restaurant from the Midwest. It's a burger joint. Ever hear of a Butterburger? That's from Culver's.
Okay. Culver's, Checkers, which I think is a chicken place?
Checkers.
Quiznos.
Are they still around?
Starbucks. Sonic. I've never had Culver's or Checkers. What kind of restaurant is Checkers?
It's Checkers Fried Chicken.
Give me a three-piece tender with buttermilk ranch.
They come with big steak fries.
I don't need to steak. Good. I don't need to steak fries. I don't need to steak fries.
Comes with.
All right.
Literally part of
it. And you said Culver's is a burger place?
It's a burger place. They do frozen custard. They burger pack. Fuck. I've never had it.
Give me bacon butter burger. A bacon butter.
They used to have a Baja chicken sub back in the day. Oh, 100%. You remember the old Quiznos commercials? The Quiznos. Yep. I don't think those are around anymore. I really don't.
Starbucks? Can we tell the Tanner story of Starbucks?
He was still a picker with us. He was working in the picking department. We all were team Starbucks order. He's not bougie enough for Starbucks, but he was going through customized.
Dude, he's been living on MREs for how many years?
He just wants a simple hot chocolate, one and the other.
Yeah.
That's fine. Their hot chocolate's delicious. He's going through and saying, I want this. I don't want a drink. And he's sitting there reading the ingredients, and he's like, you know what this is? I don't want it. We unchecked everything. We get it, and he gets his drink. We sit stirring and stirring. And finally, we're like, what are you doing? He's, I'm trying to mix it so that like the chocolate gets incorporated. It's hot chocolate, the whole thing. What's there to incorporate? We look at it. It's white. I'm like, you get white hot chocolate or something?
The story. No. I don't know why.
We looked at his order and he unchecked every possible additive to the hot milk, including the chocolate itself. So he paid $4 for hot milk.
And was he joking? He was going to take a nap afterwards?
Yeah. Luckily, one of the guys had a pack of Swiss Miss in his locker and dumped it in to make hot chocolate.
That's what you get for not beating.
Boom.
Starbucks, I will take like a frappuccino.
Yeah. I'll do the cookie crumble, my fatty drink. Oh,
Sonic?
Sonic?
There's two things you can get from Sonic. Three things.
The smash burger?
Nope.
Coney dog? Delicious.
You can get the chili Coney dog, chili tots, Powerade with the ice.
Powerade over cherry limeade?
Yeah. With the ice? You get Sonic ice. Cherry limeade. Can I just get a cup of Sonic ice for my friend? Wilkes-Barre?
Yep. Both got the new Smasher burger, the Sonic Smasher.
Is it good?
Oh, my. Both house one.
Let's switch it up. Let's go to candy. Easy. We're going to rank these 1 through 5. This is a top 5/tier. This is like what we used to do back in the beginning of the show. We had top 5 category. I've been doing this for 40 episodes. Were you on for one of those? Do you remember some? I remember the Star Wars. That day I walked in
dark. Excuse me, sir.
I walked into work the next day. Hey, Dave, shut the I just said good morning. No, you don't talk until you go home and think about what you did. I don't even know what I did. All right, Reese's Pieces, Atomic Fireball, Pocky, Starburst, Drawbreakers. No, I do not.
You know those little key sticks and chocolate?
Oh, is that what those are? Yeah. Can I get them without the chocolate?
I think they sell them.
Like the Captain Wafer thing? Yeah. They come in chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. I don't think they're not a candy, though. It's like a cookie.
That's
a... Fuck. Yeah, guess,
Fireball court.
Guess what happened last time Japanese fucked with America? Back, boom. I'm going to go Starburst 1. Yeah, I like Starburst. Reese's Pieces. Pokey. Jawbreakers.
Reese's. Starburst. Chocolate.
What about the Jawbreaker? You forgot Jawbreaker.
Oh.
That just hurts your jaw. We're too old for that.
I'd rather just... I don't like that.
Not either. It's like we're going back in time with these episodes. Great. If one of the things is gummy bears, it automatically wins.
It's not gummy bears.
Gummy worms?
There's nothing gummy on this list. There is something. Paydays.
Meh.
Butterfingers.
No.
God. Snickers.
Okay.
Pez. Mister.
Crazy.
For me, Snickers, Payday, Butterfinger, Pez, Circus Peanut.
This, my list is going to be very controversial. You might just get up and walk out. Do not flip the table, please. There's wires attached to the table. Snickers is number one. Hands up. Give me Pez, Circus Peanuts, Paydays, and Butterfinger. I don't like the last two.
I'd rather eat a pack.
They're healthy.
Than a certain.
We just had Halloween. Did you see the pile of candy on the counter? That's the stuff we're not giving my daughter. Do you know what 8 packs of those things were? Fun Dip. With the sticks.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Daddy, this is for you? Yes, it is. Like, oh, it's cherry. Nope. It's
peanuts. Or cookies, man.
Butterfly. Oh, no, sorry. Oh. I thought this said Nip Slips. Jesus. Werther's Originals. Nickel Slips, Milky Ways, Kit Kats.
Gold.
I don't fuck. They're the wax soda bottles.
Nope.
Candy cigarettes. Bubblegum cigars. I had to show you my purchases. I went to Hamburg last week. I had to go. Toblerone, Werther's, Milky Way, Kit Kat, then the nips.
Nips in the bottom.
Yeah.
Kit Kat's on top. Toblerone's going to be a two.
Werther's and Milky Way.
Werther's and Milky Way. Milky Way is
a... Finishes out with this last one. Unless you want to switch topics.
What we got?
Oh, you pick one of those and we're going to let you ride.
No, we're going to keep it unhealthy and go.
You're weak. Is it flavors? Tell me it's flavor.
Yes. Well, it's cool.
Now I know my child roars.
I know which one for you. I do.
T-Bear?
Chocolate.
Okay.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh.
Coffee.
Ooh.
Peanut butter.
Reese's for generic peanut butter cup. Pickles. Yo, bananas at the bottom. I hate to say it, put coffee at four, even though the Starbucks ones when they came out years ago were delicious. Fuck. What were the other? Chocolate chip cookie dough is number one. What's the other two?
We got peanut butter cup and chocolate almond.
Swap coffee with chocolate almond. Coffee can be three. Reese's peanut butter cup ice cream is.
Peanut butter, cookie dough, coffee, almond.
It also depends on what kind of coffee. I like coffee. Except for that shit packets.
Yeah, try it.
I threw it away already. I'll take those.
Oh, yeah, those
the
are
pink
good.
Lemonade thing, hands down.
Your coffee keeps warm, then you can use paint thinner.
You can piss paint thinner? That's good. All right, that was a. Yeah. Let's go fruits. What the fuck? That's not even apricot, that's a peach. Get the picture for apricot. Is that not a peach? That looks a peach to me.
They look.
Plums, lemon, apricot, cantaloupe, pomegranate, figs. There's only one obvious answer for number one. Lemons.
Out of these.
Yes. Kiwis, number one. Grapes. I like grapes.
My number one's up here, number two.
What's number one?
Hawaii.
Here's a question. Pineapple on pizza with ham instead of tomato sauce, use barbecue sauce. Fruit sucks. And one of them is called a fig. What the fuck is that? Pomegranate, cantaloupe. Plums, cantaloupes, pomegranates, and figs. Lemons number one, apricots two. Exactly, David. Been a pleasure. Sorry for loosening the starting your weekly bowel movements early
Sunday
for you.
Good. Sunday.
Boss makes a dollar. I make a dime. Okay. That's why I put him company time. It's always a pleasure. I miss hanging out with you. It's good to have you back. You're welcome to come on the 50th. Yeah, we'll definitely make it happen. Probably will not be within the next 3 weeks because the major holiday comes that I'm sure you're going to be busy.
Super Steve.
I mean, like, Thanksgiving. Yeah. We start cooking Monday for Thursday.
We got to make pies.
We have somebody else taking care of that. We don't, we have the big family, so everybody brings their own thing. We give the person we trust the least the two important things, bread and wine. I know, but we let them feel for it. Make sure they show up on time. Always a pleasure. Thanks for hanging out. The MREs weren't that bad. Overall, I'd give them a 7.5 out of 10.
They weren't.
The main courses knocked everything.
They weren't.
I got breakfast over there the rest of the week. Start eating it on the way to work. The giveaway for the two Armory shirts is still live. Comment, subscribe. We'll pick a winner on the 50th episode. So we will announce that on the 50th episode. So far right now, we have about 12 entries. Yeah.
Odds are good.
You can enter if you want. I don't even think you have an armor shirt. You keep eyeing that fucking jacket up over there. We're going to have an issue. Yeah, what did you just be bagging on you? Fuck you. With that, everybody, have a great day. See you next time.